The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Way to start your day. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, focusing on controversy. Hulk Hogan is in the news again. How many people know who? Have you ever watched? Let's see. Well, let's go around the room here. Kara, what do you know about Hulk Hogan?
Now, I don't know much about his life story. I mean, I used to watch when it was still WWE, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, we would like watch it every now and then when it was on TV. And
but who's we? Who would you watch it?
Me and my family, like every now and then. And I know him and his family had a TV show that was a hot mess for a while.
He,
but I
he
really,
and his family
yeah, I really don't know all that much about him besides that.
All right. So what can you add to that, Victoria?
Okay, first of all, that show was not necessarily a hot mess. I loved it. It was called Hogan Knows Best.
I'm sorry to offend it.
No, it was a really fun show. And, yeah, I mean, I remember him being probably my brother watching wrestling when we were kids every once in a while. So I definitely know who he is. I mean, I didn't think he was that culturally relevant until his daughter started singing.
Really?
Well, his daughter, Brooke Hogan, had like a singing career for a minute, and then that launched the TV show.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so here we have, I have a tradition called the 2020 News Quiz. It is not 20 past the hour. Usually what I would do when I would ask this question, it'd be around 20 past the hour, and then I'd give people till 20 before the next hour to come up with the answer at 888-302-3684, and you win a swell prize. Okay, so for all the marbles here, and this, I have some great books that I'm giving away that are a real key to life and living a better life by Maria Trilogy. The question for you to contemplate and to answer, the name, please, the real name of Hulk Hogan. What's his real name? 888-302-3684. Do you ladies, either of you, know his real name? Don't tell the audience, obviously.
Google just told me what it is.
Oh, there it is.
I love these quizzes. I love finding out about people's real names because they're always so funny, especially when you hear rappers' real names and they're always named like
it's Sid
Ralph.
Smith. Yeah, right, Ralph. All right, so what's Hulk Hogan's real name? 888-302-3684. I suppose if I was really clever here, Victoria, we could have made a Facebook contest out of this or a social media contest. But sometimes I just like to give in to my impulses of the old world of radio when we actually use the phone for fun things like this. All right, 888-302-3684. What's Hulk Hogan's real name?
You can tweet at us, though. I did post the question on Twitter.
That's okay.
So, Good Day Show.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yep. In Hulk Hogan's story, about a month ago, he got a $140 million jury verdict against Gawker. Now he's suing them again, claiming they leaked the sex tape containing a racist tirade that cost him his job with the World Wrestling Federation. So this goes back to 2007. So he won once. Is he thinking, all right, I got lucky, got $140 million out of it. Let's do it again. So that's what he's doing.
$140 million.
Yeah, this is, by the way, this you were talking about his daughter, Brooke, the singing career. He called her boyfriend a blank that began with an N. All right, so you can kind of use, you can fill in the blanks there. He admitted to saying the things on the tape, lost his job at the World Wrestling Federation after that. Gawker denies the claims. So this is another fiasco. But I got a lawyer who's pretty good at these sorts of things. Why don't we take another shot at it? Whoop-de-doo. And so that's what they're doing. And that's what you'll hear a lot of conversation about today, depending on... I think this is something the sports talk radio programs would love to talk. They love this kind of stuff because they figure he's an athlete of sorts. Do you consider Hulk Hogan to be a wrestler like that? Are they legitimate athletes like baseball players, football players, hockey players, soccer players? Are wrestlers real athletes? Yes or no?
From the little bit that I've seen, I would say yes, because it's very physically demanding. Even though it's a lot of it is stunted and scripted, but it makes them sort of like Hollywood stunt people. I mean, you have to be in really exceptional shape to pull off a lot of those moves. Hmm. So I would say, yeah, that's very athletic.
All right, okay. Let's see, what do we have here? How about we figure out what's going on? We have Tracy who's in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, Tracy.
Hey.
How are you doing? Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
You're a wrestling fan?
No.
No. All right. So how do you happen to be following Hulk Hogan?
Just when I was a kid, you know. Hmm. He was so popular.
He was. He was fantastically popular. Absolutely.
He was. The funny thing is, my 12-year-old's doing a book report right now, and they had to go through the library and find a book to do a report on, and he found one on Hulk Hogan somehow.
Really? See, that's what the report is on?
He's doing it right now.
Really? So what did he find out? Did you say it was your daughter or your son?
My son.
Yeah. So what did he find out was Hulk Hogan's real name?
Terry Bollea.
Really? Carol's in Jackson, Tennessee. You agree with that, Carol?
Yes.
How do you happen to know that Terry Bollea is his real name?
Well, I was interested in his lawsuit, and I looked him up on the Internet.
The one that he won already, or the one that he's about to engage in again?
Well, the one he won already, but then this one, too.
Right. And why does it interest you? Why do these sorts of things... It sounds like somebody would be interested in the Amy Schumer selfie story. Are you interested in things like that? You just like that kind of stuff?
Not really. I was just curious about this because I knew who Hulk Hogan is.
All right, Carol. Let's
I remember
get right
him
down.
from his wrestling days and his some of his movies.
Carol, let's get down to brass tacks. You think he's hot, right?
No. No.
You don't think he's hot?
No.
All right. I was thinking maybe some people think the guy's hot. All right, hold on just a second. And we'll take care of you. And Tracy, you hold on just a second, and we'll take care of you. Appreciate it. I didn't think the world was going to begin with a conversation about Hulk Hogan, but it's funny where some of these conversations go, and that's kind of what makes the world go round, the world of conversation going around. There is a lot of interest in the Indiana primary today. Perhaps we ought to pay a little bit of attention to that in a matter of moments, Victoria. Let's see what we can stir up here. In the meantime, speaking of stirring things, how about you take a teaspoon of Super Beets? I can hardly wait until you get your Super Beets, Victoria, so you can feel what the rest of us feel. It's introducing Victoria to what I've introduced you to and so many other people over the past year and a half or so, the beating heart. Get it? B-E-E-T-I-N-G, the beating heart. This is a beautiful story about a product that will help you in so many different ways, because what it does is boost your nitric oxide level, naturally widens your arteries, and therefore it lowers your blood pressure because the blood is able to get around in a more effective way, get blood into your muscles, into your brain, all of your organs, that sort of thing. If you have poor circulation, you'll want to be calling today. As a matter of fact, you ought to call right now while you're thinking about it, 800-655-4183. And find, this is a risk-free attempt on your part to get into a program that is better than anything else that I can imagine for this malady. And if you don't have a problem, this is the good thing about Super Beets, it gives you so much energy, charges you up, and it will keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Take good care of all the things that your blood and your circulation are supposed to be doing, and that's what really gives you life, frankly. So when you get your first order of Super Beets, when you dial 800-655-4183, you'll get a 30-day supply free on top of your regular order. Get the book about beets, free shipping, that sort of thing. But remember, the proof is in the pudding. Take a teaspoon of the Super Beets, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, and drink it. And feel the difference. There are so many people talking about this. You know it has to be working, because every time you turn around, you hear the story about Super Beets. The three whole beets that are in one teaspoon of Super Beets add a great deal to your life and your well-being. So call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply free. 800-655-4183. Or you can go on to the web. Go to the website, DougLikesBeets.com. But no matter what, take the doctor's advice. Take everybody who has had this product in their homes' advice. Get online right now. Get on board. Super Beets. Make your day better. 800-655-4183.
If you're a fan of great military movies like Saving Private Ryan and American Sniper, then you will love the GI Film Festival, coming to the D.C. area May 21st through the 29th. GIF is Sundance for the Troops, where Hollywood and the military come together to screen incredible new movies, host parties, awards, and more. Plus, GIF is the only place where you can walk the red carpet with real military heroes and Hollywood stars like Gary Sinise and Val Kilmer. So don't wait. Get your tickets today at GIFilmFestival.com. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, so, Victoria, it's 18 after the hour, by the way, and good day. Your vote in Indiana, your vote wherever you voted in New York, people that are voting around the country, does your vote count is a question a lot of people are asking. There's a big to-do again about voter registration, who can vote, who can't. There are three or four different ancillary stories that surround the primary in Indiana today. Ted Cruz confronting Donald Trump in a lot of different ways, desperate last gasp moves. Instead of getting ahead, he's gone behind. The polls indicate clearly that Donald Trump will win there and Hillary Clinton will win there. So it's pretty much over. But under the circumstances, the subtext here to your vote counting, and people, whether it's the Voting Rights Act that allowed more people to be able to register, but still the lack of identification frustrates a lot of people. And then there are those who, I just was looking at a number, like 600,000 people have not voted so far this season because they think going to vote is too much trouble. Huh?
Okay.
It's too much trouble. Really? I think I would be frustrated. I am frustrated with the system because I think that there are too many layers between your vote and the person that you want to win.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's all this, the Electoral College once we get to November, but before that you got all these delegates, you have people that aren't really qualified or haven't qualified themselves because they don't have voter ID. It's a very frustrating situation. And
it seems like it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Or it's always been this way, and now because of technology we have more accountability, and now we see that there's really more holes in the system.
Right. There are 538 electoral votes, 100 in the Senate, three extras because of congressional people that don't have status, if you will, that can't really vote, and the 435 in Congress. Divided by two, add one, that's who wins in November. Ugga bunga.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We can't get away for a day from the Prince story as things continue to develop. Prince's sister, Tyka Nelson, and four of the singer's half-siblings met in court yesterday for a hearing about the estate. Some people say it's worth $250 million, some say $300, some say $500 million. There are six surviving siblings. Five of them were in court. Idea is to figure out how all of the money is going to be divided. The judge has appointed a trust to handle Prince's estate. This is the Bremer Bank and Trust Company. They are the institution appointed. Because he doesn't have a will, knows what their standing is, but they all are agreeing to communicate with each other and to communicate with the judge. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a fight. If they're smart, there's not going to be any fight. That's the thing, if they are smart. Wendy Williams talked on her program yesterday about Tyka, in fact.
His sister, Tyka, will likely be in charge of his, what they say, are $350 million estate. Some people are saying $150 million. He wasn't really good with money. He didn't trust lawyers and people and stuff, which is why they say he didn't have a will. He didn't trust people. Yeah. Anyway, more information is coming about along about Tyka. Because now I want to know more. Okay. I thought she was his older sister, because Prince was 57. But Tyka is 55. Hard living. No, I mean this in a sentimental way. She's a recovering crack addict who also prostituted to support her six children. Prince put her in rehab and then eventually finagled for her to get in the studio and make an album. It's somewhere out there in the blog.
That audience is like hilarious.
I know. But so all of these things, I suppose in a manner of speaking, this is what you expect from Wendy because she is a gossiper. So instead of just saying so much about his sister, it's the sister, dot, 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 who was a prostitute, dot, 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 who has five children, dot, 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 who Prince put into rehab, dot, dot, dot.
I love how she said, no, I mean this in a sentimental way. So yeah, let me dish all of her dirt for everyone to know. It's completely unnecessary.
Meanwhile, there is a fella named Joel Mullen, who is a state's attorney in California. There's a guy in California who has no apparent ties to Prince who says he's the rightful owner of all of Prince's music. Yeah.
A California man filed a claim saying he's the rightful owner of all of Prince's music.
It's pretty typical in celebrity probate cases like this for claims to be made against the estate. So whether this claim is warranted or not will be decided by the judge, and the family is being well represented with attorneys, and I'm sure they will defend that.
Estate attorney Joel Mullen says since Prince did not have a will, this may not be the last claim of its kind.
He had a pretty extensive catalog of music, and so you may see that there's other artists or others out there that claim that it was their work and not Prince's.
And according to the court documents filed today, not all of the potential heirs of the estate could be notified of Monday's emergency hearing. Mullen says it could take time to sort everything out.
How long it's going to take and how many attorneys and other professionals need to be involved. So it could take very many years and it could cost a lot of money.
So the money that he's leaving, these people may have to spend money to protect their interests, because they're, I mean, this is America, land of the free, home of the brave, and expensive lawyers. And they have to pay, right? So they'll be lawyers smelling around. This
I was going to say, if you're a lawyer, you better hop on this real fast if you want to make some money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm figuring there's going to be a lot of hoopla here. I want to talk about the 911 calls and 911 operators in general, plus Dr. Jack in the next half hour of Good Day.
Don't kick the dog. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Displacement is a fancy term that explains how we all have had a tendency at times to take things out on the wrong people. Consider the made-up example of the guy who gets yelled at by his boss, loses the client, and has an overall really bad day. But let's say he keeps all of that negativity inside without dealing with any of it in a healthy way. Then the moment he comes home, he finds out maybe that the dog spilled a little bit of water out of her bowl, so he kicks her. He kicks the dog. In other words, because he wasn't able to deal with his stress, he takes it out on his innocent dog. That's displacement. Now, I sure as heck hope no one out there ever kicks a dog, but I want you to be aware that displacement happens in more ways than that. It happens every time you take things out on loved ones, when the truth is, you're just struggling to deal with your own stress. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn how to deal with your stress in the healthiest way possible.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
At the hour now, the Good Day program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to talk about some of the weird signs that you're sleep deprived and other things that are going on in the world of medicine from his perspective. First, I would like to go back a little bit. We were talking about Prince. The saga continues, if you will, and his death is still a mystery. That is why he died. There are a lot of speculative things, but I don't know whether at this point it makes any difference because nobody's contested it. All the people in the family know sort of what's gone on, and so they move ahead. One of the things, though, that people are stuck on is the 911 call that added a lot of time. Precious minutes were added because of the kind of screwy way they handled the 911 call before medical help got to Prince's home. And so that brings us around to an overall review. And we've talked about this before here. The 911 system seems pretty broken to me. Have you ever used it? Anybody here ever, Kara, did you ever use the 911? Victoria, ever?
No.
Jack, do you ever use a 911? You're a doctor, so I'm guessing that people have used it to get to you.
Rarely.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I've used it a couple times, but not actually for an emergency for myself. I am the kind of person, if I see like an accident on the highway, especially if it looks like it's just happened, then I almost always call 911, just because I think it's bad to assume that they've been able to.
Right.
And so my experiences have always been pretty smooth, but you do have to go into a lot of detail about yourself. They've never used any kind of technology, like the phone that I'm calling from, to figure out where I am.
And that's part of the problem. Here's a reporter named A.J. Lagone talking to Fred White from Le Sueur Critical Communications about the need for technology upgrades so your smartphone can let the 911, 911, it's the difference. I always do this myself backwards. 911 operators know where you are.
We took him to Paisley Park, 7801 Audubon Road, and in cooperation with local 911 officials, watched as he made two test calls.
911, where is your emergency?
Hi, this is not an emergency.
First, from a regular cell phone.
Can you please tell me the address that popped up on your screen?
Phase 1 is south of 6431 Hazeltine Boulevard.
That's not where we are. It's the location of the cell phone tower, 2 miles away. But 911 is still trying to zero in.
Can I have you at phase 2 now?
Okay, and the phase 2?
Hazeltine Boulevard in Chesmar.
Closer, but still more than a mile away. Now, watch what happens when he makes a second call. Same spot, same phone.
911, where is your emergency?
But this time, activating his company's special location software.
Can you please tell me the address that just popped up on your screen?
Yes, sir. I'm showing Paisley Park, 7801 Audubon Road.
The correct address within seconds. The hope now that the Paisley Park 911 delay may put more pressure on federal authorities to upgrade the system nationwide.
There's a lot of money spent on this system. It's like a lot of other things we spend a lot of money on and don't get satisfaction from. So this is something, and I say this to those who have used it or who want to use the system. It's the only system that's there. And people think when they dial 911, they're calling the police. They're not calling the police. They're calling an intermediary, an operator, who then decides what to do with the call, whether they send it to the police, they send it to a hospital, the ambulance service. They decide, and it depends on how much information you give them, I think. I guess I'm trying to think if I've used 911. I haven't really, in my recent memory, used 911. But because a lot of people do. I was a quick story about something that happened that was related to the farm. A couple of weeks ago, I agreed to give a load of dirt and compost to a local organization that's trying to teach youngsters how to grow vegetables. So I told the fellow that's running the organization, I'd bring it down, put a load on my truck and bring it down and dump it in the area where they were doing the growing. So I went down. This is a project, a park. This is a low-income area. And the kids, you know, need to have schooling as to what makes things grow. It's a great way for them to learn. So I was happy to support it. So there are a lot of cars in the way. It's a Sunday afternoon. And so I decided the best place for me to dump the load is on the sidewalk between two telephone poles. So I back the truck up into the spot, and I dump the load. And the dump truck gets caught on the guy wires that are by the telephone pole. So I'm looking around, and I think, okay, how am I going to get out of this? So there are a bunch of kids that came running out, and this one little kid, probably 6 or 7 years old, cutest little thing, says, call 911! Call 911! Call 911! It's an emergency! And I said, no, it's not. It's okay. So when I put the body of the truck down, I tried to avoid most of the lines, but I didn't. I hooked on 3 or 4 of them and pulled them down. So I said to one of the fellows that came outside, are there any brooms around or shovels? And the kid said, yeah, over here. So they went and got brooms and shovels. They held the wires up. Well, I put the truck down, the body of the truck, and I drove away. And the kid said, the father said, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So I did. And as I drove away and out of the lot, here comes a police car racing up into the project with the lights on and the sirens running because somebody had called 911 and came up to see. It was going to force no electric wires. It was all cable and telephone. But, you know, those sorts of things happen. It's really...
Don't they say that there's, like, millions of dollars are spent every year on 911 calls that aren't really important?
Yeah. It's a some people just do
you
it as a joke.
You contributed to that, Doug. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Jack, let's spend a minute talking about this sleep deprivation before we talk about some of the other things that are endemic in the medical world. There are people who sleep until noontime. Now, I will give you my own story on this. My mother was a raging alcoholic, and we never saw her much until late in the afternoon often when we did see her, and so in when I see some of the signs that you're sleep deprived, one of them is you sleep until noontime or later, and this is a days off kind of thing, and I would ask that of Kara or of Victoria. Do you sleep on your days off? You have to get up at... Well, Kara gets up about the same time I do, 3:30 or so, actually a little before I do. And, Victoria, you're getting up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So when you have days off, do you sleep until late in the morning?
I've been a champion weekend sleeper my whole life, so I guess my entire life I've been sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can still go on weekends now. I can still sleep until, like, 10.
Really?
So all right. I can still get a good 9 or 10 hours, yeah.
I've been sleeping last... a month or so, I've sort of been in bed, and Meredith will just leave me there, and I'll sleep until 8 or 8:30. But that's late for me.
Right, right.
Yeah. So what about you, Kara? How late do you sleep on the day that you don't have to come to the studio?
Yeah, probably 10 for me, too, but I've always been the exact same way. Even before this job, I just always slept late on the weekend. I've never been a morning person. So if I don't have to, I don't like getting up super early.
All right. Studies show, Jack, that if you sleep for 11, 12, 13 hours when you don't have to, when you don't, you know, your alarm isn't necessary for the next morning, there's a pretty good chance your body is making up for sleep that you haven't gotten. I don't get a lot of sleep. As you know, I'm not sure about your sleep habits. You tend to go to bed fairly early, don't you?
Well, yes. Ever since an early morning newspaper delivery job I had when I was still in high school, I have always been up before the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, there's some exceptions to that, especially on vacations or holidays. I can sleep until 7 or 8 if I really push it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always been an early riser. Most of Mary's and my kids are late sleepers. There's only a couple of them that get up like I do.
Tell people how many children you have between the two of you.
13.
There you go.
Whoa!
Yeah, well, there's only one that's ours.
And remember, he's in Salt Lake City.
We affectionately refer to it as reproductive irresponsibility.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. But it wasn't the two. You have one son who's doing very well.
Yeah, he's the only one at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so think about this. We're going to talk about it more with Jack. If you have a short fuse, if you're angry, if you're bursting with anxiety, if you have a headache, if you have a dry mouth, if you have a lot of different things going on in your body, it could very well be that you are sleep deprived. So we'll focus on that. A little more info from Dr. Jack Stockwell coming up here on Good Day.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. All right, so Jack, Dr. Jack Sacco is with us. We're talking about the signs that you are sleep deprived. A lot of different things that are going on. Some people blame sleep apnea, all kinds of things. What if there is a problem? What is the problem, and how do you overcome it? This is aimed at helping people. If you have the signs that you're sleep deprived, and I think I just described them. Do you have any more to add? You know, people stay up all night and they check their Facebook page or they're online or doing that kind of stuff. So,
well, a lot of moodiness, a lot of depression, a weakened immune response, colds and flus can be directly attributed to not getting enough sleep. Yeah. The reason that we need sleep is for all of the neurotransmitter activity to finally calm down, and for those areas of the brain that build these neurotransmitters of consciousness while we're awake to replenish their stores and to be ready for the next day's conversations and thinking. Cognitive dysfunction, you know, just the inability to think, to keep things straight. In fact, a lot of accidental death is blamed on not getting enough sleep the night before because your reflexive reactions aren't strong enough. And you see somebody yawning all the time, things like this, or if you've been yawning, part of the trick of a good night's sleep is to not go to bed with your belly full of food. Mm-hmm. Your liver has hundreds of functions, but it basically breaks down into two areas. Number one, it's either digesting food or it's purifying and cleansing the blood. And when it is digesting food, it is working overtime when you're going to bed. And there's something referred to as the liver meridian that gets really hot about 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning for people. And they'll go to bed, but they'll wake up. They have a hard time going back to sleep, which tends towards more sleep deprivation in and of itself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to bed starving to death. But if you can go to, you know, not eat for 3 or 4 hours before you go to bed, you're going to get some rock solid sleep you're not accustomed to.
Yeah, I think that's part of what goes on with me. Sometimes I was awake this morning really early and thinking about a lot of things that I got to do that are associated with the program and the farm and stuff. And that just, it saps your energy. So something to be aware of, and, you know, eating, being conscious of it, meditating perhaps is a good way for you to sort of relax before you go to sleep.
Well, all the tissue in your body that consumes energy, ounce per ounce, the brain is way ahead of everything else, even more so than the heart.
Yeah.
And it has to have the opportunity to cleanse itself, those tissues to be cleansed and replenished with new neurotransmitters.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary produce the Forbidden Doctor podcast, the latest one this week. Trust your body, believe your heart, your life depends on it. This is about keeping your heart healthy. Is that it?
No, it's your inner sense. Trust your inner intuition when it comes to food choices and what you should be doing with your body. Not so much what somebody else told you. Your inner intuition. Listen to your heart. Trust your body.
Is that like your intuition?
Yes.
That too. Yes. All right. Use your intuition. Trust your body and your mind. Believe in yourself. Dr. Jack Stockwell, theforbiddendoctor.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, where in this circumstance we set aside all the other things that are going on and just talk about technology, the internet, things that connect us. So Victoria has posted a poll at DougStephan.com because we are new to Instagram. You go to Instagram.com/Good Day Show. You'll see some of the first pictures of some of the things that I've contributed or any of the people that are connected to Victoria. How much stuff actually do we have there as we begin our posting?
I think we've got some behind the scenes pictures.
Studio pictures, yeah. Right.
Yep, we've got where Kara is, where I am, where Jennifer is, where you are, so everyone can kind of piece it all together how we do this.
Yeah, you want to see pictures of the studio circumstances in which we are working, you go to Instagram.com/Good Day Show and see some of the pictures. So our poll today, as we suggest we're new to Instagram, who do you tend to follow on some of the various social media sites that you're connected to? A, friends and family. B, celebrities. C, news and information sites. D, other. E, two or more of the above. Is there a none here? I'm looking at the nuns. Although, I do have a lot of people on Facebook, and I don't know what the number is on Twitter, but we'll grow a family on Instagram, and it'll be cool. So, that is one way of us addressing what's going on. There's a new, is this an app, Venmo? Is that an app?
Yes.
All right. So we'll talk about that in a moment. A new app for Apple Pay customers who may want to do something else, right?
Understanding. It's an alternative to Apple Pay.
Yeah. All right. Stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Well, in New York, drink responsibly.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Victoria, let's get the story on Venmo, please. Explain for the audience why this is good.
Well, Venmo is an app that is free, and we were talking a bit yesterday about bitcoins and other forms of payment, and Venmo is an app that I mentioned yesterday that is, basically, it's a money-sharing app. So if you're out to dinner with your friends and one friend has a credit card and everybody else has cash or whatever the situation is, or you want to split the bill, you use the Venmo app. You send money to your friend through all you need is an email address, and then poof, the money appears in their account. So it's been free, and I hate the word millennials, but everyone says millennials love Venmo. Kara, you love Venmo, right?
Yeah, I like it, and it's super great for, you know, when you go to a restaurant with a big party of people and they're not going to split the check, well, okay, then you have one person or two people pay for it, and then everyone, you know, can pay for their exact amount instead of having to kind of throw a bunch of money and hope it works out.
It's super convenient, and, you know, I know roommates that send rent to each other this way.
Well,
I mean, it's really cool.
What am I missing here? It's too much trouble to give the waiter a credit card or two. The other night we went out to dinner, my sister and her husband, and Meredith, and I, and we took two credit cards, and we split the thing. Well, I don't get...
Well, two is fine, but if you're in a big
difficult. What the hell is so difficult
about
that?
Yeah, and I think it's hard when... If you're out with a bunch of single friends, and you're not all in a couple, and there are eight of you, well, okay, they probably don't want to take eight credit cards. It's one thing if you're there, you know, four people, and two of you are in a couple. You know, it's a lot different.
And a lot of places are cracking down now on the number of credit cards per check.
Really?
I don't know if you've encountered that, but yeah, a lot of places are saying, all right, only two cards per check. So anyway, so Venmo comes into play, and it's a super popular app, so much so that their growth is up to $3.2 billion. Now they're adding in, you can use credit cards for a fee, but you can add that into the service as
PayPal, well. PayPal, amazing. That's where Musk, he's the one who's come up with the PayPal idea. Now the new guy who's running it, Dan Schulman, says there are half a million Venmo users right now using PayPal.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.